going to talk about the autonomic nervous system, and we're going to talk about the synapses involved. And the first thing we have to realize is that there are two synapses involved in the autonomic nervous system, unlike the one we've looked at previously in the somatic. So what happens is you're going to have your autonomic nervous system arising as either cranial nerves or spinal nerves, and these are usually referred to as your presynaptic fibers. Then they go somewhere in the body and they make a synapse, and coming out from the synapse we've got our postsynaptic fiber, and then that makes its way to the organ. And remember, the places that are innervated by the autonomic nervous system, no matter what it is, it's either got to be smooth muscle, cardiac muscle, or a gland. So let's look at the two synapses, and let's talk about the neurotransmitters, and let's talk about the receptors. So if we go to the first synapse, which is the synapse between the presynaptic and the postsynaptic fiber or neuron, what we're going to find there is it doesn't matter whether we talk about the parasympathetic or the sympathetic, in both cases they are going to release the neurotransmitter acetylcholine. It's going to go across the synapse and it's going to bind on, as we've seen before at a synapse, to a protein receptor. And that particular protein receptor is called a nicotinic receptor, and the effect is always going to be excitatory. Remember, when you have an excitatory effect, that means you're creating an action potential. So what we've done now is we've created an action potential in the postsynaptic fiber. That's where we find the receptors, the protein receptors, for the acetylcholine. So the action potential now travels along the postsynaptic fiber, and now it gets to the second synapse. And this is really the synapse that we're interested in. This is the synapse we're going to talk about when we talk about the autonomic nervous system. It's the synapse between the neuron and the actual organ, the smooth muscle, the cardiac muscle, or the gland. So the neurotransmitter that's released at this synapse depends on whether we're talking about the parasympathetic or whether we're talking about the sympathetic. And the types of receptors will vary. So remember, the neurotransmitter is going to be released from the postsynaptic fiber, and the receptors are going to be found on the organ. It could be cardiac muscle, digestive tract, etc. So let's start off by first considering the parasympathetic division. At the second synapse, the parasympathetic again releases acetylcholine as the neurotransmitter. And whether we're looking at smooth muscle, cardiac muscle, or gland, the type of receptor we're going to find is a muscarinic receptor. If we look at the sympathetic nervous system, it's rather different. And at the second synapse, the postsynaptic fiber now is going to release norepinephrine or epinephrine. And when we look at the actual organ, on the organ, whether it's cardiac muscle, digestive tract, etc., smooth muscle, cardiac muscle, or gland, we are now going to find different receptors. We can have what we call alpha receptors, or we can have what we call beta receptors. And not only do we have alpha and beta protein receptors, but we have different types. So we can have alpha 1 or alpha 2, and we can have beta 1, beta 2, or we now even know that we have beta 3. We may have more categories than this. So what happens when the neurotransmitters bind onto these receptors? We're going to find out in just a moment.